in the name of Jesus. Now when the leper saw that Jesus had healed him, he immediately returned to the place of his encounter with Jesus, and finding him there, fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Beloved brethren of our Lord Jesus Christ, he returned, did he? The leper, as do you this day, to give him thanks. For not to, as did the others, were not 10 cleansed, inquires Jesus, where are the 9? Not to return is to fail to perceive the true significance of the all-important moment, of the all-important person, of the Jesus who restores to life the living dead. Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this alien, this foreigner, inquires our Lord. Dear foreigners, now no more, dear brethren, you're here, you're back. Of course you are. After all, what else is there for one to do other than returning to give him thanks for the life, the gift of life itself? This you do, and others with you. For even when the rest of life often fails to offer much in the way of reasons to be thankful, whatever else God may or may not grant, this, the gift of life, he has granted and always will grant to those who trust in him. So you come and you pray and you praise and you give thanks, as did the leper. For like him, what you have and what you know is everything. What you know is that the great physician of soul and body has made you well, has restored to life the living dead. For not to come and not to give thanks is to do more than just to neglect the significance of your healing. Not to come and not to give thanks is to contravene its very purpose. You were not healed of your sin sickness. Your flesh was not made whole, so that you might subsequently go your merry way, as did they. To be healed is to return, is to belong to the healer. They had gotten what they wanted, or so they thought. But the true significance of the all-important moment, of the all-important person, of the Jesus who restores to life the living dead, all this was lost by them because it was lost on them. So think this day on the one, on this one, on the only one who, when he saw that Jesus had healed him, returned to Jesus and with a loud voice glorified God. For he, that one, was a Samaritan, an outsider. For if he had access, if one outsider has access, then every outsider may have access through the same Jesus whose baptismal waters even now make still others well, and whose subsequent nourishing keeps us all till the day of his returning, when all the troubles will trouble no more, when finally his healing work will know its end. Shall life's trouble, shall all that assails us each day of our lives, and there is much that assails us, is there not? Broken hopes, broken dreams, broken bodies, broken minds and hearts. Shall this world's brokenness, so evident in the everyday experience of the sons of men, so cloud our hearts and our minds so terribly that ours becomes the trouble of recalling, of perceiving rightly with thanks and praise the hidden glory of our present possession, of the life of the age to come, which has come, comes, and is to come again, that all the faithful might finally see not life's leprosy, but our brotherhood with him who is the life of the age to come. He came, he comes, he is to come again. So return to him, embrace him, thank him, and praise him in all your doings. For doing so, you show that your faith has made you well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.